姐妹们。
Before I begin, I just like to mention that our church is a very special church.
今天我在开始之前，我想跟大家提醒大家一下哈，我们教会是很特别的。
Our church have basically three languages, three spoken languages. You got the Mandarin, the Cantonese, and English.
我们有三种语言在这里边，我们讲啊普通话，讲广东话，还讲英文。
And for those English speaking person, you can only speak English. And for those of you, I want to highlight it for you today.
如果你不能讲只会讲英文，不听不懂那个普通话或者广东话的话，我今天有一个建议给你。
Actually, we do have earphones.
我们有那个同声翻译的耳机。
Because since you come to our church, we want to minister to you.
然后你既然来了，我们就希望你能够得着。
And so we do our best to try to do the English translation.
所以我们就尽量努力的就是有英文翻译。
And every fourth Sunday, and we would try to have an English-speaking speaker.
那我们通常是每个月的第四周就会有台上就是英文讲道。
We also invite our high school team to be with the adults, right?
那这个时候我们也会邀请我们的青少年和我们一起崇拜。
Because we see that even though sometimes language can be a barrier for people.
虽然有的时候语言有可能成为障碍。
But in God's kingdom, there should not be any barriers.
但是在神的国度里，我们不应该有任何障碍。
So those of you, if you English is not your first language, just bear with us today.
说，所以如果英文如果不是你的母语的话，也请你有耐心。
All right, let's see. I need to control this. All right, here we go. Okay. All right. So in today's busy life, keeping appointments is a very necessary routine.
那我们现在人的生活都很忙碌，所以我们经常有的时候就是说会有约，我们有定了要去做什么，到时候要做的。
In the morning, my daughter Priscilla needs to get to school at 8:20.
那我的女儿早上，庞新乐早上8:20要到学校。
So my wife needs to prepare for breakfast at 6:30, and then they need to leave the house at 7:30.
那所以呢，他们我太太早上6:30就要起床，然后一切都收拾好了，7:30就要离开家。
And then in the evening, Priscilla has homework to do, and also violin practice and dinner.
那到晚上呢，新乐回到家要写作业，要练小提琴，然后还要吃晚饭。
And then her bedtime is set at 9:30.
那然后呢，她9:30要上床睡觉。
So she needs to get all her evening activities done, and then be able to get to the bedtime.
所以呢，为了能准时上床，就是所有这些事情都要赶快做好。
So preparing for appointments is necessary for a successful life.
所以我们在人生当中，时常要准备好赴约，然后你的生活才能有秩序、有规律。
And of course, there are more important appointments that we have encountered in our lives.
当然，我们一生都经历过一些很重要的约会。
Back in the when I was younger, and then when I dated my wife Linda, it was an exciting time.
那我年轻的时候，那个时候还在跟我现在的太太还在谈恋爱的时候，那个时候是一个很兴奋的时。
And she needs to prepare for our date, and then she needs to put some makeup on, and then look pretty.
那 Linda 也要预备好去约会，所以她也会梳妆打扮，然后那个很漂亮的准备好。
And then she'll look at herself in the mirror a couple of times, make sure that there's no blemish.
然后也要照镜子啊，然后左看右看，准备好，一切都是最好的。
I of course have to look good as well.
那我自己也同样要预备。
I need to comb my hair.
要梳头发，要梳一梳。
And you put on a clean shirt.
穿上干净的衬衫。
And of course, at that time, if a shirt passes a smell test, it's considered clean.
那这个干净的标准就是说没有奇怪味道就好了。
And of course, we put our best forward for our date.
所以我们去约会的时候，我们都把自己打扮得很漂亮，弄得最好去约会。
And those of you who try have gone through a job interview, you know how much of a preparation you need to do.
那如果你们都曾经去那个 去工为了工作面试的话，你也知道，你也需要做很多的预备工作。
You need to research about the company.
你要先看一看这个公司是做什么的。
And then you need to prepare to how to answer questions about your experiences.
然后你要预备好自己要怎么跟别人回答问题，怎么讲述你自己的经历。
And of course, the most important preparation of all is don't be late.
当然，你这个预备的这一方面最重要的就是你一定要准时，你不能迟到。
And then what about that? Do you remember your appointment with a U.S. consulate to get a visa to come to this country?
那你还记不记得你当年为了拿到这个签证到美国大使馆去预约了一个签证的时间去签证那个事情？
And then how much of a preparation did you do for that appointment?
然后为了那个你做了多少预备工作？
So there's a very, very important appointment is coming our way.
你知道吗？你的人生中有一个很重要的约会，要马上就要来了。
And this appointment is appointment with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这一次约会是和你的主耶稣基督。
Whether you are a believer or not a believer, your appointment is coming your way and with no exceptions.
不管你是信主的还是不信主的，我们每个人都要面对这一次约会。
Now, of course, the contents, the discussion of that appointment for a believer, non-believer will be different.
当然，如果你信主和你不信主的话，你跟主耶稣约会的时候，你们讨论的内容是不一样的。
Now, today my message is mainly for believers.
那当然，我今天的这个主要讲的是对信主的人讲的。
Now, if Jesus is not yet, is not your savior yet, then may I have a word with you?
如果耶稣还不是你的救主的话，那我愿意对你说几句话。
Jesus loves you so much that he died for you to save you.
耶稣如此的爱你，他愿意献上自己的生命来拯救你。
And I urge you to spend some time to get to know him.
我就恳请你花一点时间来学习。
Because it matters to your eternity.
来认识他，因为这影响到你的永生。
And do stay and listen to today's message because when you become a believer, and then you will be ready for that appointment with Jesus.
我也请你仔细地听，如果你真的是愿意成为一个基督徒的话，那你有一天还是要预备这个约会来见他。
So, brothers and sisters, this appointment is for us to give account of our life to our Lord.
那对于我们弟兄姐妹来说，我们这一次跟主约会的时候，我们是要向他交账的时候，要告诉他我们这一生是怎么生活的。
And no one can go to that your appointment for you.
没有人能替你赴约。
Only you can attend your appointment.
你的这一次约会必须要亲自去。
So this is the most important appointment of your life, so you have to prepare for it.
我要说，这是你一生当中最最最重要的一次约会，所以你一定要预备好。
You can fail any other appointments, but this particular appointment you must not fail.
你可以其他的约会都爽约都没有做好，但是这一次你千万千万不能。
Even Jesus encouraged us to give us a warning that we have to prepare for that appointment.
耶稣在世的时候也不断的提醒我们，一定要预备好去赴约。
So one day, Jesus' disciples asked him, what will be the sign of his second coming and the end of age?
那有一天在圣经上记载，耶稣的门徒就问他说，那你要再来的时候，这个世界末了的时候，有什么记号吗？
And then he answered that question in Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
那耶稣的回答记载在马太福音24到25章。
But then after he explained it, and then he said, that is going to be a very, very horrific.
耶稣向他们解释了之后呢，又特别的说，那个时间是很可怕的。
And then he warns us that we need to prepare for that day.
所以他提醒我们一定要预备好那一天的到来。
And then this is what he said. He said this. Let's read it together in English.
我们一起用英文来读。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
好，我们一起来读中文。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。 家主若知道几今天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
So Jesus is not telling us when the appointment time is, but he warns us to prepare for that day.
所以耶稣并没有准确地告诉我们你的约会到底是什么时间，但是他提醒我们一定要预备好警醒。
He said to be watchful, to keep watching.
他说要警醒。
And watchful person prepares.
一个警醒的人他是预备好的人。
If you know a thief is coming to your house, you're going to do all your necessary ways to protect your house, to strengthen the security of your house.
如果你知道有贼要来偷你家的东西的话，那你一定会小心的检查你的门户，然后预备好各种这个报警的保安的措施。
So, what is the opposite of not watchful? What's the opposite of being watchful?
那这个警醒的反面是什么样的呢？
Ignorant,
无知的
not paying attention,
疏忽的
and slumber,
或者就是打盹睡觉。
So we need to be watchful, and then Jesus has warned us to watch and prepare.
这个警醒就是耶稣就告诉我们一定要醒着，要盯着看，要预备好。
So what do we need to prepare? What is that what we're going to discuss with the Lord during the appointment?
那我们到底要怎么样预备呢？怎么样预备我们跟耶稣讨论的时候，我们要怎么预备好自己呢？
Jesus paints two contrasting servants in the parable of the talents.
那在这个耶稣给他们讲了一个比喻，讲到才干的比喻的时候，描述了两个不同的样子，两个不同的仆人。
So there was a ruthless businessman going to a foreign land.
他这个故事里讲到有一个很苛刻的生意人，他呢要到很远的地方去。
And then he's going to leave his wealth to three of his servants.
那所以他有三个仆人，他把他的一些财产分给这三个仆人。
So the first one, he gave them five bags of money.
那第一个仆人呢，他给了他五袋的那个钱。
And then the second with two bags, and then the one with one bag of money.
第二个仆人给了两袋子钱，最后一个仆人给了一袋。
And then he gave him a very clear instruction, make the money grow.
那他之后呢，他给了他们很清楚的这个定下了很清楚的这个规矩，就是说你要去把这个钱让他能够生钱。
And then he left to the journey.
然后他就走了。
And then so the first two servants immediately put the money at work.
那这前两个仆人接到了指示以后，马上就去把这个钱拿去工作了，去投资。
And then they invested, and then they bought stocks, livestock, and then they make the money grow.
他们就去投资了，去买了牲畜啊，然后这个就开始经营了。经营了以后，这个钱就开始钱生钱。
The third servant has dug a hole and then put the money in the ground.
但是这个第三个仆人呢，他就在地上挖了一个洞，然后把钱埋起来了。
And then a very long time after, the master came back, and then he will have to settle the accounts with them.
那过了很久很久，这个主人回来了，然后他就要开始来跟他们算账了。
The first servant came with his bags of money and said, Master, Master, you entrust me with five bags, here's five more.
那这个第一个仆人就来跟他说，主人呐、啊，你给了我五袋钱，你看我去工作了，所以这五袋钱为你又赚了五袋钱回来。
And then the master said, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
那这个时候主人就说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派给你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And then the second servant came with his bags of money.
那第二个仆人也来了。
And then he said, Oh, master, master, you entrust me with two bags, and there's two more.
那这个仆人就说，主人，你给了我两袋钱，我也去工作了，你看这两袋钱又为你多挣了两袋钱回来。
And then the master said, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with small things,with a few things, and then I'll put you in charge of many things, and come and share the happiness of your master.
这个时候主人又说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派给你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Now, even though these two servants made a different amount,
我们在这里看到，虽然这两个仆人最后挣的钱数目是不一样多的
，but the master gave them the same praises and reward.
但是这个主人对他们的称赞和奖赏是一样的
，because they were faithful in what they were entrusted to do to make more money for the master.
为什么呢？因为他们在交给他们不多的事上又良善又忠心。
And then the master called them good and faithful because they completed what they were entrusted to do.
所以这个主人交代的事情他们忠心的去做了，所以主人称赞他们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Now, the third servant came, and then let's see what happened.
那这个第三个仆人来了，我们看看这个事情是怎么发生的。
So then the man came to the master and said, brought the one bag of gold and came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man. I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。
And then the master said, You wicked and lazy servant, you should have put my money in the deposit of bankers so that when I return, at least I have received some interest.
那这个仆人就回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Now the master calls him wicked and lazy servant.
那主人说你是又饿又懒的仆人。
Because he did not complete what he was entrusted to do.
为什么呢？因为交给他的工作他没有完成。
Because the master gave the instructions to make more money for me.
因为主人已经说了，你要把这个钱拿去工作，让他能挣更多的钱回来。
How can you dig a hole and put the money in the ground and then make it grow?
如果你把钱埋在地里，它能长出更多的钱来吗？
At least if you put the money in the bank and earn some interest, then at least you can bring the interest to the master, and then that's you make some money for the master.
你把它放在银行里，它多少还能挣点利息回来。你总是做了点什么。
The servant, the third servant, got punishment because he did not complete what he was entrusted to do.
那所以这个第三个仆人就受到惩罚，因为他没有完成交给他的工作。
So, what does God entrust us to do?
那我们这个故事要回到我们自己身上，那神交给我们什么样的工作来做呢？
What is that we are supposed to do?
我们作为仆人该做什么呢？
God the Father has an agenda, is to establish a kingdom for his son so that his son's rule is accepted.
神的计划是要建立一个愿意接受他儿子统治的国度。
God's enterprise on earth is to establish a group of people who will surrender to the authority of Jesus Christ.
那在这个神的大企业里的人是愿意降服在主耶稣权柄之下的人。
That means the characteristic of God's people are twofold.
那所以呢，神的百姓他应有的特质有两个方面。
One is that they come under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
第一是愿意降服在主耶稣的权柄之
下。 And second is that they will raise up the name of Jesus Christ.
第二是他们愿意高举主耶稣的名。
The first part is about our inner power.
那当我们愿意降服的时候，是我们里面有能力。
And then the second part, the part two, is about the outer demonstration.
那当我们里面有能力的时候，我们外表的所做的作为就是高举主耶稣的名。
And that's what Jesus is going to evaluate us at the appointment time.
这也就是当我们跟主耶稣去赴约的时候，主耶稣要评价我们的标准。
That is, did I live a faithful life, surrender to Jesus?
我有没有忠心的在世上生活，愿意降服在主耶稣的权柄之下？
Or in other words, did I allow Jesus to rule in my life?
我有没有愿意主耶稣在我的生命中掌权？
Part two is that, did I faithfully help proclaim the name of Jesus.
那第二条就是我有没有忠心的高举主耶稣的名。
In other words, did I help others to let Jesus to rule in their life.
或者就是说人别人能够看到我的生命中是这样，然后也能够帮助到他们认识主耶稣，来服降服在主耶稣之下。
So, two parts. One is Jesus rule in my life?
所以这是两方面的，一方面是说主耶稣是不是在我的生命中掌权。
Did I help others so that Jesus be the Lord of their life?
第二方面就是我是不是帮助了其他的人，也使得耶稣能够在他们的生命中掌权。
If you get these two parts right, then you are ready for the appointment.
如果你这两方面都做好的话，那你就是预备好去赴约的人。
So let's first look at the first part.
那我们来看第一方面。
The inner power.
看看我们里面有没有这个能力。
Surrendering to the lordship of Jesus Christ is about really denying ourselves.
当我们讲到降服在主耶稣的权柄之下的时候，实际上是说在否认我们自己。舍己。
Okay. And then, so we used to live in sin, and then we really deserve God's wrath.
因为我们从前是生活在罪的权柄之下的，神的愤怒在我们身上。
But because of out of God's mercy and love, He saved us. Jesus died for us, and then we have the salvation that we are saved.
但是因着神的恩典和慈爱的缘故，耶稣替我们死，所以我们可以得拯救。
But we still living in this corruptive body that responds to our sinful desires.
但是虽然我们这个能够得着永生，得着拯救，与神和好，但是我们仍然生活在这个就是受罪的污染的这个世界里，我们仍然有这个罪的权势在我们身上。
So we need some inner power to overcome, to deny ourselves.
所以我们需要里面有一种能力能够使我们能够抵御这个罪的诱惑。
And this inner power is not all by ourselves. We do it, we cannot.
这个里面的能力不是我们自己的意志或者能力能够做到的。
But it is, the key is to have an intimate, loving relationship with Jesus.
这个能力来源于我们与耶稣亲密的关系。
So that we can, to a point that we can surrender our lives to Him.
当我们有这个亲密的关系的时候，我们就能够把我们自己那个原来的那个里面的愿望降服在耶稣的权柄之下。
And then it's like, so that means that it's like a building a relationship. That means that we need to spend time with God.
所以当我们讲到我们要跟耶稣有亲密的关系的时候，那就像我们任何其他关系一样，你要花时间跟他在一起才能有亲密的关系。
That means that we need to read his word, we need to pray, we need to experience him in our life.
意思就是说我们要读经，我们要向他祷告，然后我们要在生活中经历他。
When we have a strong relationship with Him, strong and intimate relationship with Him, then it's easy for us to surrender and also to say no to our evil, to our sinful desires.
所以当我们跟他有一个很亲密、很强的关系的时候，那这个降服在他的权柄之下就变得容易起来，也使得我们有能力跟我们自己原来那个老我的那个里边的肉体的欲望说不。
Now, building this relationship is not...should not be out of obligation, is like the Christian thing to do.
那建立这种关系不是仅仅是说我们的职责，好像你是基督徒你就一定要这么做。
But it's out of love.
这个是来源于爱。
In fact, if our relationship is not based on love, then it's going to be based on fear.
那因为如果不是以爱为基础的这个关系的话，最后要变成是以恐惧。
Remember that, wicked and lazy servant?
惧怕来做基础。记得那个我们讲的那个第三个那个又饿又懒的仆人吗？
Because out of his fear of the master, he hid his money and then got punished.
他说我就害怕去把你的银子埋藏在地里，因为他害怕，所以他这么做，然后得到了惩罚。
Because fear can freeze, fear can paralyze us.
因为恐惧使我们不能够做应该可以做到的事情。
But,Love can cast out fear.
但是这个爱里面没有惧怕。
Now, many of us may have a Facebook account in the internet.
我们可能很多人有这个 Facebook 脸书的这个账号。
If you have a Facebook, that means that you can share messages, pictures, and videos to a group of your friends.
如果你在上面的话，你可能可以把你的这个照片呐、啊，然后你的经历啊，很多东西都可以跟你的朋友分享。
Now, I have an Indian colleague who uses Facebook to get in touch with all his friends in all over the world.
那我有一个朋友，他是印度人，他也就有这个脸书的账号，然后所以他经常在上面有一些发表，然后很多他的朋友，这个全世界各地的朋友都能够看到他的情况。
And then these people, you know, these, his friends will post all kinds of events, big or small.
那他的朋友也同样，就是咱们生活中发生的大小事情都放在上面。
And consequently, they all know what's happening in their lives.
因此呢，他们实际上就是很多就是自己生活中发生的事情，朋友们都了解都知道。
And then one day they had a face-to-face reunion, so he went back to India to meet all his friends.
那他有一次后来回到印度去，然后就跟他很多朋友又见面了。
And then when they met each other and they were so happy.
那当然大家见面就很开心。
But they had nothing to talk about.
可是过一会儿大家没有什么可说的。
Because all these postings that kept them current.
为什么呢？因为谁都知道昨天发生的事情，前天发生的事情都不用讲，我都知道，因为你都在脸书上都写了。
Now, let's imagine Jesus comes to this sanctuary.
那我们现在想象一下，如果耶稣此时进到我们这个教会里来，
What would be your response?
那我们的反应会如何呢？
Let's pretend that he's here. Of course, we can check his ID, make sure that he's the real Jesus. Okay, let's say he is the real Jesus. He's here. What would be your response?
他现在来了，我们已经都验证了，确实是耶稣。我们就当他真的是在我们当中了，你会如何反应呢？
Now, some of us maybe when he sees him and then try to find an exit, get out of here.
如果有可能，我们当中有可能会看到知道是耶稣来的话，赶快找一个这个出口。
Because we're not ready, or there's something to hide, so we're not ready to see him.
因为我们还没有预备好，我们还需要躲起来，有些事情还见不得他。
Now maybe some of us when we see Jesus, it was like we saw him, it's like a celebrity. We run towards him.
有些人可能看到他就好像看到名人一样，有那个就冲过去。
And maybe some of us will not be that excited to see him.
也有可能有些人就是觉得没有什么平平常常。
Because he has constantly, you know, talking to Jesus, you know, last 5 minutes I already talked to him, and then when he see him face to face, so maybe that's not that exciting.
因为他们一直跟耶稣都保持一个很亲密的关系，之前五分钟还有在跟他交流，在跟他讲这个生活中的事情，所以当看见这个本人站在这里的时候，没有那么不同，没有那么激动。
So,How intimate is your relationship with Jesus?
所以你跟耶稣的关系到底有多亲密呢？
Do you spend time with him and get to know him?
你是有没有花时间跟他在一起，更多的了解他？
Now for me is that every night around 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, those are my golden hours.
那对于我来说，每天晚上9点多到11点都是我黄金的宝贵时间。
Because even though I'm tired from work, but I want to spend some time with him.
虽然我上了一篇班很累，但是我愿意花时间跟他在一起。
Because I can study his word, I can meditate on his word.
因为我可以读他的话语，默想他的话语。
And then I pray to him, or maybe praise to him.
我可以赞美他，然后向他祷告。
And that is a time worth spending.
那是一个很值得花的时间。
Because to know him, really, we do need to spend time with him.
因为你真的想要了解他的话，你一定要花时间来亲近他。
Because that would be the best response that we can give to Jesus for his love for us.
因为这个是对他的爱的最好的回应。
Because over time, it will be easy for us to surrender to him.
因为你花了这样的时间，降服于他就不难了。
Now let's look at the part two, the proclaiming the Lord, proclaiming the Lord, or the outer demonstration of.Of the lordship of Jesus.
那我们来看第二个方面，就是宣扬主，就是在我们的身上彰显他。
Now, from our loving, intimate relationship with Jesus,
这个因为我们有跟神有这个爱的关系
，it comes natural for us to proclaim the name of Jesus.
这个爱的关系做基础，宣扬主就成为他必然的后果。
What that means is that we demonstrate our lordship.We demonstrate that Jesus' Lordship in our life to others.
我们身上就自然而然地能够向周围的人显出来，耶稣是我们的主。
Because the love of Jesus permeates our heart, then that our attitudes changes towards people.
那所以当神的爱浇灌在我们心里的时候，我们对人的这个态度就会不同。
And when we're gonna care for what Jesus cares.
那耶稣所在意的关怀的事情，我们也会在意关怀。
Because we want the best for other people, because Jesus wants the best for them.
因为耶稣爱人，耶稣愿意把最好的给别人，所以我们也愿意把那最好的给别人。
Now, whether we're gonna explain the gospel, whether we're gonna share our testimony, whether we're gonna serve others.
不管你是去服侍别人，去向别人传福音，还是向别人讲你的见证。
And then we're gonna show the lordship of Jesus in our lives to them.
我们就会使人看到，在我们的身上，耶稣是主，他我们是服在他的权柄之下的。
And then during that process, hopefully that they will also want to surrender their lives to Jesus.
那因为他们看到你这样的生命，他们使得他们也愿意把自己的生命交给耶稣。
Because when we demonstrate what we have, the humility, the joy, the peace, and then others will see it, it's different, and they will also want Jesus.
当耶稣的在我们身上的，是我们的主，在我们身上表现成为这个谦卑和爱和这个喜乐的时候，别人也愿意得到同样的东西。
Now, there's a set of books in the Bible we call the Gospels.
那这个圣经里有几本书我们叫做福音书。
They are the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
就是我们所说的四福音，马太、马可、路加、约翰。
And these Gospels they describe the life of Jesus according to the author.
那这个写作的人在这福音书里记述了耶稣的生平。
Now, in the original Greek text, they're not called the gospel, they're entitled according to Matthew, according to Mark, according to Luke, and according to John.
那这个新约的原文是希腊文，希腊文的这个题目不是叫做约翰福音，它是叫做根据约翰，根据马可，根据路加。
The author describes the life of Jesus from their own observation and interpretation so that the readers can know more about Jesus.
那这个作者呢是从他的角度来看耶稣，然后描述耶稣的生平，使得读者能够了解他。
Now, no wonder when someone says, hey, I want to know about Jesus, so we always point them to, hey, read the Gospels first.
所以呢，如果有人想认识耶稣，想知道福音是怎么回事，我们就会介绍他先读福音书。
Now, you know, actually, our lives is like the book of Gospels.
可是你知道吗？我们的生命，我们的生活，其实就像福音书一样。
Because we are also telling story about Jesus.
因为人们从我们的身上也要看到耶稣的故事。
It's the gospel according to John Payne.
那就是根据庞中奇所有的福音书。
Or the gospel according to Brother Ye Yi.
或者是根据耶义弟兄的福音。
Right, so it would be like the中奇福音。Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 夜翼福音。Okay. Yeah. Because our lives should demonstrate the life of Jesus.
因为我们的生命应该是彰显主耶稣基督的。
And no wonder when a believer wants to know Jesus, they first look at the life of Christian.
所以如果有人想要真的知道耶稣是什么样的时候，他们就要看基督徒，看他们身上显出来的主。
So our lives should reflect that real Jesus.
所以我们的生命也应该能够彰显主的样子。
Now recently, my family went to a wedding in New York.
那我们最近去纽约参加一个婚礼。
And we were so impressed with their waiting staff at the reception.
那在这个婚宴上，那些服侍的人，那些侍应生，让我们真的是觉得很印象深刻。
They kind of couple steps away from the table.
那他们站在就是离桌子几步远的地方。
And then every time I see them, and they always wear a big smile.
那你每次看他们都是非常面带笑容。
And then they're just kind of eager to see what you need.
他们很主动，很愿意的要看这些客人有什么需要，就要去服侍他们。
When our glass of water glass half empty, half full, and then they'll come by and then pour water.
然后我们的这个水杯就是只剩下半杯的时候，他们一定就会上来继续倒水。
And then we had a buffet, so when we finished the food, and then they'll come by and then pick up the plate and they'll say, "Hope you enjoyed it."
那这个我们吃的是这个自助餐，那每次这个盘子吃干净，吃完了以后，他们就会马上来把盘子收走。收的时候还说，我希望你喜欢这个食物。
And Linda wanted a cup of hot water.
那我的太太 Linda 她想要一杯热水。
And then the waiter come and say that would you like some tea?
那这个侍应生就很主动的就问他说，那你是想要喝茶吗？
And then he started explaining the tea that they have.
然后就跟他讲说他们都有什么样的茶。
So Linda said, okay, I take a tea.
那 Linda 就说好，那我可以喝茶。
And then she almost finished, and then he'll come and then bring another pot, and then another pot of hot water and say, you know, you can have another tea if you want.
那所以呢，他这个茶快喝完的时候，他就很主动的上来，就又加了一个，拿了一壶热水给他，然后还说，你可以再喝其他的种的茶，都可以试一试。
They anticipated the needs of the guests.
所以他们就是很主动的去预期这个客人的需要。
So they're not only doing a good job, they were doing something that way beyond their calling.
那他们不仅仅是说做了一个好像工作做得好，而是说做到就是更进一步，做到超过的对他们的需求，对他们的要求。
As a guest, we're thinking that their service was not just their profession, it's their passion.
那使得让我们这些客人就觉得他们的这个服饰的行业并不仅仅是工作而已，而是他们这个充满热情的去做。
And then so, actually in our lives, we should also show the passion for Christ, right?
那当我们作为基督徒的时候，我们是不是在生命里也应该有这样对主的那个热情在我们的生活当中？
Not just we do a job, but we need to do it with a heart filled with Jesus' love.
不仅仅是工作，不仅仅是责任而已，而是我们心里有充满了对神的爱和热情，使得我们有能够去做这些事情。
So how do we reflect that in our life?
那所以我们的生命中要到底怎么样的彰显，能宣扬主呢？
So, the essence really is to show our intimate relationship with the Lord, but with a perspective of eternity.
这个关键就在于说，我们在跟主有亲密的关系的时候，我们愿意拿这个暂时的来换永恒的。
That is that we will exchange the eternal with the temporal while we're showing our relationship with the Lord.
当我们就是思想行为的时候，我们都要想到永恒，在我们的这个关系上的时候，让我们愿意用暂时的换永恒的。
So what is eternal? Think about what are some of the eternal things?
到底什么叫做永恒的呢？你想一想，有什么东西是永恒的？
God's love is eternal, right? Love will never fail. Love is the eternal.
神的爱是不是永恒的？爱永不止息。
God's word is eternal because he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
神的话是永恒的，对不对？神说天地都要废去，但是我的话必要坚立。
But God's kingdom is eternal. God's the people's souls are eternal.
神的国度是永恒的，人的灵魂是永恒的。
No, what are some of the temporal things?
那有什么是暂时的呢？
Wealth, health.
我们的财产，我们的健康。
Our talents, our time.
我们的才干，我们的时间。
So, what we need is that we need to somehow use our head to convert the temporal into eternal while we show the lordship of Jesus.
我们就需要去思想说，当这个神在我们的身上做主的时候，我们要怎么用这个暂时的东西来换永恒的。
And it's going to be a sure success at your appointment with the Lord.
这个如果你能够做到这一点，那当你与耶稣见面的时候，我能保证说你一定是一个成功的约会。
So, for example, like today we're sitting here enjoying our service. There are many brothers and sisters that have spent their time and to make this possible.
我举个例子，我们今天在这里主日崇拜，有很多弟兄姐妹花了很多心思，使得这个崇拜的程序是一个顺利的。
We have the people that will make the bulletin and then print the bulletin.
那我们有人印周报，然后那个准备好这个周报。
We have brothers and sisters that will make the slides possible.
还有弟兄姐妹预备好这个投影片。
We have some brothers and sisters making sure that microphones work.
然后有一些人管音响。
And then, so they spend their time and skills so that those are temporal, so that we can be closer to God.
他们花了他们的时间，他们的才干，这些是暂时的，但是能够帮助我们人，其他的人能够更亲近神，这些是永恒的。
Right. And then, people, well, when we make offering, right, people put money in the offering bag.
当我们在收奉献的时候，大家把金钱放在这个奉献袋里。
So that they can support the church ministry, and then the kingdom of God can be expanded.
那教会可以用这些金钱来开展事工，使得这个神的国度能够拓展。
Got the temporal and the external.
所以这里我们又看到，就是暂时的金钱能够换到永恒的国度。
And then some of you are really good with the hands, and some of you are really good with the words.
有些人手很巧，有些人很会说。
And then we can all put this in God's hand to be the instrument for Him.
这些暂时的东西，我们都可以把它放在神的手里，让神来使用，来换取永恒的。
But we need to put our thoughts, put some of our heads together, and how to figure out to do that.
那我们自己就需要用我们的头脑来想一想，我们怎么才能用这些我们所有的这些暂时的来做这些永恒的事情。
There was a sister whose hobby is shopping.
那曾经有一个姊妹呢，她很喜欢逛街买东西。
And then, but she also has a very keen eye on affordable and very stylish clothing.
而且呢，不仅如此，他还真的是很有这个能，很能干。他每次总能买到又便宜又好的东西。
She not only shop for pleasure, but she shopped with a purpose.
那他这个逛街呢，不仅仅是他，就是说他的爱好，而且他现在变成带一个有目的的去逛。
Now she will call someone up and then make a shopping appointment.
那他常常就会打电话约一些其他的人跟他一起去逛街。
And then they'll go out and shop and enjoy the time together.
那他们就一起去，然后买东西，然后很开心。
And then those that will go with her are guaranteed will find something that they like in style and the price tag.
那这个跟他去逛街的人每次一定会有收获，就是能够买到他们喜欢的东西，然后价钱又很合适。
And then,When they take a break at the food court,
那当然就是累了，逛累了就找个地方坐下来吃点东西休息一下。
And then they'll sit down and then talk.
那吃的时候就开始聊天了。
Get to know each other.
然后就大家都聊一聊彼此的生活啊，然后能够更亲近。
And then she'll also have the time to share her faith, and then help the other person.
那这个时候她就有机会跟这个对方分享她的信仰，然后分享这个在属灵生命上的生活。
Shopping is her ministry.
这个，所以这个逛街就变成他的一个服饰。
What do you do at your spare time?
你闲暇的时候做什么呢？
Say some like to watch sports, some play sports.
有些人喜欢自己去运动，有些人喜欢看别人运动。
And some of you even surf the net, read about the news of the world.
有些人喜欢上网看新闻。
Some of you maybe watch Chinese soap opera series.
还有人喜欢看电视剧。
Whatever you do, think about, can you turn all these into something that's eternal worthy?
不管你闲暇时候喜欢干什么，你可以想一想，我能不能把这个暂时的东西能够也变成有永恒价值的。
So for example, if you follow this Chinese series,
有你如果比如说爱看电视剧，有这么一个这个电视剧系列剧。
Okay. Can you turn this into something eternity worthy?
你有可能把这个也变成有永恒价值的东西的东吗？
How about if you, you watch it and then you write an article about, how desperate that this world needs love that only God can fill?
那你有没有想过说，如果你看了以后，你可以写一篇文章，讲到说这个世界上多么渴望得到那个爱，但是这个爱只能从神那里来。
Or maybe you have a discussion group together, and then you can talk about the series, but then you interject into the gospel of the message of the gospel.
或者你可以召集一些也看过这个对这个有兴趣的人，我们坐下来一起来讨论，你帮助他们看到说这个人是多么需要的福音。
So can we use a popular cultural item?To start a dialogue with our friends about Jesus.
我们有没有可能用这个当前文化流行的东西，大家感兴趣的东西，来向大家来传福音，把这个神的爱传给别人？
Now, if you have been long in this church, you probably have received a gift from Dr. Paul.
如果你在这个教会里时间够长的话，你恐怕你很有可能收到过一件就是 Dr. Paul 他亲手做的礼物。
And then, so she has a ministry that will handmade this beautiful gift with the scriptures, and then he will deliver, and then people will deliver it to, to people all over the world.
他的一个很重要的服饰就是他自己动手做很多啊小的东西，很可爱，很实用的东西，然后上面有圣经的经节，然后送给很多的人。
Her ministry has already reached out, already made about 100,000, these gifts since 2005.
从2005年到现在，他做了大概有100,000件这样的手工的东西，然后送到世界各地很多人的手里。
Now reaching out to 100,000 people is a huge number.
你有没有想过这个100,000人是很多的？你如果能够碰触到他们。
And this is just out of her hobby from her youth.
但这个真的是从她年轻的时候一个爱好发展出来的。
So can we turn a hobby or a passion into a ministry?
我们能不能把我们自己的这个兴趣爱好变成你自己的服饰？
There was a brother who had a piece of large land and in Midwest, and he didn't know how to manage it.
从前呢，曾经有一个弟兄，他在中西部有一个很大一片地，他也不知道这个地要拿来做什么用。
So he just donated to an organization to build a place for Christian retreats.
所以后来他就把这块地捐出来，给了一个基督教的一个机构，他们就把这个地方建成了一个这个退休会，一个休息聚集的场所。
And many years later, there was a pastor got to know this brother.
那很多年之后呢，那有一个牧师曾经在那里的牧师就认识了这个捐地的弟兄。
And then in their conversation, realized that it was this brother donated the land for that retreat place.
所以他们聊天的时候就谈起来这个，然后这个牧师就发现哦，原来那块地就是这位弟兄捐出来的。
And this pastor will go to that retreat place every now and then they will share the gospel to.You know, tens or hundreds of people at one time.
那这个牧师他经常会到那个地方去聚会，然后向几百人甚至几千人传福音。
And then over time, that there were hundreds of people that came to the Lord.
所以这个时间久了，就在那个地方有好几百的人在那个地方信主。
So this pastor was very happy to know that it was this brother who donated the land that started this place.
所以这个牧师就很高兴说，哦，原来是你捐了那块地方，使得这一切能够开始，能够成功。
Now, after this brother heard what he said, he just very humbly said this.
那这个弟兄听到这个牧师这些称赞的话之后，他是这么说。
I did not know what to do with the land, so I gave it to God.
所以他说我当时真的不知道这片地能够拿来做什么好，所以我就把它给神了。
Now, I think that's a very smart move.
我觉得他这个真的是很精明的一件事，做的一件事情。
It's like putting money in the bank, and then you let other people labor it, and then you also get some credit.
就好像说你把你的钱放在银行里，然后这个，然后被人拿去投资，然后这个投资的这个果效你能够得到享受。
Now, when our family, my father's family, I should say again, was ready to immigrate from Korea to the United States.
当时我父母亲准备从这个韩国移民到美国来的时候
，One day, my dad showed me something that I have never seen before.
那有一次，我爸爸拿了一个东西，拿一个东西给我们看，我是从来没见过的。
It was a rectangular paper.
一个长方形的一块纸。
And it was green.
绿绿的。
And then at that time, I, you know, learned a little bit about English, so I tried to read what's on that paper.
那我那个时候学过一点英文，所以我就那个看试着读上面写的是什么。
It says the United States of America Federal Reserve Note.
那上面写的就是美国联邦储备基金期票。
期票，yeah. So I asked my dad, I said, "What is this?"
我就问他这是什么东西啊
？And he said, "It's American dollars."
他说这是美元。
So I looked at it and I thought, wow, this is interesting.
哇，美元啊，很有意思哈。
So, and I, you know, quietly I made some observations and then I have commented the following.
所以我看看这个钱以后，我就开始说了。
I said that, you know, the U.S. dollars is very, very small compared to the Korean bills.
你看这个韩国这个钱多大呀，这美元这么小一张。
And plus that, it's one color, and you know Korean bills have multiple colors. It looks very pretty.
然后呢，又小，然后就光是绿色的。你看那个韩国那个钱，花花绿绿的，多好看。
And then plus that the US dollar only has like a 1, 5, 10, 20, you know, these are small denominations, whereas the Korean has a 5,000.
10,000, 1,000, 5,000, and 10,000.
So I said, I proudly made this conclusion, said, the Korean money is better than the dollar.
所以我就最后下了一个结论说我觉得这个韩元比这个美元要好。
My dad looked at me and then I replied this with a chuckle.
然后我爸看着我就笑了，就说，
I said, yeah, you may be right.
就是有可能。
But the Korean money is useless in America.
你有可能是对的，但是我们要去美国了，这个韩元一点用也没有了。
So we need to exchange a Korean money to U.S. dollars so we can live in the United States.
我们要把所有的韩元都换成美元，所以然后才能在美国生活。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's not forget, we're immigrating to heaven.
所以我们不要忘了，我们每一个人都是要移民的，我们要移民到天国去。
So we need to convert whatever we have here, the temporary things in this world, into heaven.
我们也要把我们现在所有的这些暂时的东西，把它换成永恒的东西。
So we need to use our resources so maybe we can lead other people to the kingdom as well.
我们要用我们所有的资源来带领大家，带领更多的人进到天国。
Now, let's prepare for this inevitable appointment that's coming our way.
所以这个我们不能避免的约会，我们一定要预备好。Starting
today.
从今天就开始。
Let's keep an intimate relationship with the Lord starting today.
让我们从今天就开始和耶稣保持一个亲密的关系。
And every day.
而且从今以后每天都这样。
Read His words and pray to Him.
读他的话语，向他祷告。
Absorb His love and then surrender into His lordship.
把自己放在他的爱里面，把自己降服在他的权柄之下。
And also we need to be smart on how to lead others, also help them to surrender their lives to the Lord.
而且要做一个精明的仆人，要学习怎么样使我们的生命能够彰显耶稣，能够带领更多的人相信他。
And when we meet Him face to face, He will say this to us.
如果是这样的话，当我们有一天与他面对面的时候，他就会对我们说，
Well done, good and faithful brother and sister.
干得好，你这忠心又良善的弟兄姐妹。
You have been faithful with a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things.
你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理。
And come and share our Father's happiness.
可以进来享受你天父的快乐。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, as we meditate on this worship,
当我们思想你在我们生命中的主权的时候，
will help us to surrender to you.
求你帮助我们愿意降服在你面前。
We know that many times that we still want to control our lives.
我们知道很多时候我们没有办法放下我们生命中的这个权柄。
And yet we recognize that you are our Lord. We need to surrender to you.
主啊，但是我们认识到你真的是我们的主，我们需要降服在你之下。
So help us, Lord, as we remember that you are indeed our Lord, and we want you to be our Lord.
主，就求你帮助我们，真的是认识到你确实是我们的主，你也给我们愿意的心来降服。
And because you love us, help us as we will love you back.
也因着你的爱的缘故，我们愿意来以爱来回报你。
And help us also to help others to recognize that they also need to submit to you.
求你也帮助我们能够帮助其他的人，让他们认识到他们也同样需要降服在你之下。
And may your name be glorified in our lives in this church.
也愿你的名在我们的生命中，在这个教会中得着荣耀。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing a responsive song, I Surrender All, in any language.
我们一起来唱。